Postcards to the Universe with Melissa here on One Two Radio, where we are changing the way we manifest in the world. And whether you are here live or on a replay or on demand, I am so excited you could be here with me today. It's Wonderful Wednesday, my favorite day of the week. How's everyone doing? Today I have a really cool guest, Angie Aitz, and I'm going to bring her out in a few minutes, and we're going to talk about manifesting your vision. What is your vision you hold for yourself? So I want you just to think about that for a moment. Mercury is doing her little retrograde thing. It's been fun. So you guys know we have a Facebook chat, but today Facebook is being wonky. So I have lots of links from Angie that I'm going to share throughout the show, and I will spell them out. But also when Facebook gets her act together or his act together, I will repost in our chat room that we have all our followers for 1-2, so you could see all the links from my show today. So you guys know I do a Magic Monday message each week, and this week's message, which I thought was really good for today's show, is the affirmation is, the music is different to each of us, but how beautiful the dance. And my guest Angie Aitz and I are going to be talking about that, how each one of us is different, yet we all have visions for our lives that we want to fulfill, and each one of us has value, right? Sometimes we forget that, but we all have value. But before I bring Angie on, I just want to give you a little bit of a background about her. So Angie Aitz is a public speaker, an educator, an author, and a life coach, from workshop creation and facilitation to corporate business boot camp to keynote speaking to coaching, guiding, and mentoring individuals to unlock their own potential. Her energetic and creative presentation style and ability to assess the potential needs of an individual or audience, combined with her enthusiasm and passion for transforming lives, engaging leaders of the corporate world at conference of professionals, or sharing her inspiring personal journey to a group of individuals with health challenges, presents the opportunity for the sum total of her life experiences to be shared in a strong and relatable style while she connects and delivers her message to her fully engaged audience and one-on-one. And her website, if you just Google Angie Aitz, A-N-G-I-E-A-T-E-S, you're going to see she's got YouTube, she's got Facebook pages, she's on LinkedIn, she's on Instagram, but her website, academyepic.com, so that's academy, A-C-A-D-E-M-Y, epic, E-P-I-C.com, is her website, and she has so much information to share and courses, but today we're going to be focusing specifically on manifesting. So welcome, Angie. Thank you so much for being here with me. I'm so excited that you said yes.
I am thrilled to be here myself.
I always start asking everybody, so we're going to be talking about manifesting your vision. What is your vision that you're manifesting?
My vision is to be on stages around the world positively impacting lives. And that mm-hmm. is my vision for all ages and, you know, race, denominations, everything. I just recently joined the Fearless Woman campaign tour. So I hit Washington, D.C. here in about a month, and there's six other venues that I'll be doing with them. And that's really taking the message to empowering and equipping us to manifest our vision. What is holding us back, and really working through processes to achieve that?
Yeah, that sounds exciting. Well, that's one of my visions too, to get on stage at some point. So I have that on my vision board also. So I totally resonate with that. So how did you get into this work? Why don't you, because you're new to 1-2. I have people that follow me and listen to my show every week, and I like for everyone to get, you know, a good idea about what my guest is about. So why don't you share with everyone how you got into this work? Because I know you have also had some health challenges.
I have. Mm-hmm.
So Why don't you share?
Perfect. I really believe that anyone that gets into this work is meant to be into this work. So I won't go back to infancy, but I did die before I was the age of 2 and came back to life through resuscitation. And I later in my life was diagnosed with multiple autoimmune diseases, so couldn't even get off the couch. It was not a pretty sight. And I had to decide, was that going to define me or is that just going to, really own me? Was I going to wear those labels and that name tag or was it going to really develop and expand me? So what really happened out of that was a healing of my physical body, obviously. So I am no longer, the body no longer owns those multiple autoimmune diseases, and I have a personal trainer and I work out and I travel and I have 3 beautiful children, and life is beautiful in that aspect. But as I began that whole external journey, you must have an internal journey, because all autoimmune diseases has to do with relationship, not only with yourself, but with other individuals. And that I learned really quick. So I really began the personal growth experience, from shaman training to many more personal growth events, and really realized that what you focus on does expand, and your words do mean life. Even if you're a Bible reader, even it speaks, your words mean life. I mean, we can't get away from it. And so that's really where the journey began. And needless to say, has expanded into huge mission in my heart to really empower and equip individuals to also see the greatness in themselves, because we do have greatness. We just need to figure out how to pull it out and expand it.
Right. Yeah, we all do, and we forget. How long ago was it when you were dealing with all of this? How many years ago?
My babies are 19. Yes, they're 19.
What do you have, twins? You have twins. Okay.
I do. I have a singleton son that's 23, and then I have twins that are 19. So okay. I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia when my son was 1 and a half years old.
Oh, wow.
And healed myself of that, had twins, and then was a medical diagnosis of Hashimoto's, healed that, and then came back, you have lupus. I mean, the list goes on. And that's what I really dug in and said, no, this isn't going to work for me. I have these 3 beautiful children that, miscarriages, and it was challenging pregnancies at that too. And I was like, this isn't going to work. So it's been a while. So it's also been a journey. Just as soon as you think you've conquered yourself per se, the universe, God turns around and says, no, you have more expansion, my friend. Here we go.
I know, sometimes you want to say, okay, could we just not expand just for a little bit? I just need a little bit of a rest before we start expanding some more. It's so true. How did you get yourself, because I imagine, and I've gone through some issues, personal and health issues. How did you not go into the victim mode and poor me? Or did you for a little while, but then you said, you know what, I don't want to stay in this?
I did. I'll own it. I went into the label carrier, hello, my name is, put your disease right there and wear that around. And I did. And I went around, poor me, woe is me, why me, the usual emotional seasons that we go through. It didn't last very long, because the first time I looked at my son, who was, 12 months old, 18 months, something around there. And I thought, wow, he's not going to have a mom, because they clearly told me it would move into MS. I would die, the gory, horrible stories. And I thought, boy, I went through how many miscarriages and bed rest to have you. I'll be damned if I'm going to walk out. That's just not what moms do. And that was really my first internal motivation, if you want to say it. That was my why. I found my why and said, oh, hell no, this isn't going to work. And began the journey, and, doors opened, and I learned more about natural medicine. And, now I sit with how many designations and certifications in that field of work itself. And that, and each time a diagnosis or something showed up, each time I looked at those children and went, no, they're my why. They are why I'm experiencing this, and I will expand and I will beat it. So.
Yeah, I love that. I love that you said you found your why, because I think a lot of people have no idea what their why is, like why I should shift my life or why I should get out of the situation I'm in, or they haven't figured that out. So I think that that's really important to what we're talking about today, because I go around talking about manifestation. You go around talking about manifestation. A lot of people know what we're talking about, but a lot of people have no idea. Like, they're like, what does that even mean? What do you mean manifestation? What does that mean, manifest your vision? Because, you know, some people will be like, my reality is I live paycheck to paycheck. I'm a single parent. I got to work 3 jobs. I'm exhausted. I ain't got time to manifest my vision, right? I'm sure you hear this, don't you?
Yes, yes.
So for clarification, because you have so many programs and you're working it. So what does that mean, manifesting your vision?
So manifesting truly is finding one item in which you can bring your focus and attention to, which ultimately brings the soul, the spirit, and the body aligns. So that one manifestation simply could be, I would love, let's just say you're a single mom and you're working 3 jobs, or a single dad working 3 jobs. Maybe that one manifestation, that one goal, that one vision, that one I want to reach and achieve is truly just taking your children across town to indoor pool, hotel, and spending the night. Maybe that's all that is. And I say maybe that's all that is because you must start somewhere believing, achieving, having the vision, because that's the only way the body aligns and everybody else aligns with you to attract what you need. And that's where you start. And then it gets bigger and bigger. And before long, you're going to, to Italy, Scotland, and Ireland, like me and my girls just did this past summer for, 10 days.
Yeah, because sometimes people think like, okay, you're at a certain stage, and let's say you're dealing with major health issues and major financial issues and all this stuff, and your vision is, to have your own private jet, where you're a multimillionaire. It's kind of hard for our brains to get from, this point A all the way to Z without going through B, C, D, E, F. We have to do a little at a time and let our bodies and our emotional, meet us to where our vision is, because it doesn't just happen from A to Z. It just doesn't work that way.
And it doesn't, because technically speaking, if you want to get into some science, is you have the mental body, you have your emotional body, you even have a pain body. And until you're able to start clearing those bodies and balancing and raising the vibration of all those 7 layers or more, depending on who you are, the mind, the brain, the ego, whatever again you want to call it, cannot and does not align. And as the ego is designed to do, it will find, whatever your statement is, it will find information out there to support what you just said. So if it's, I'm tired all the time, it will find I'm tired all the time, encodements and communication to reinforce that. If you say, I am powerful and am full of energy, even if you're faking it per se, you're faking it instead, the ego's design is to find more of what you just stated. So speaking that life into yourself and finding those small goals that the body, mind, and spirit can align with and then attract and make action to is really where it starts.
That's why starting small at first is good. Yeah, that's why. So you can kind of get used to slowly raising your vibration one little step at a time, so you can feel comfortable in that raising of that vibration, because that's really what manifestation is you're vibrating at a certain level. So everything else that vibrates at that same energy field is what you're attracting. So if what you want is vibrating much higher than where you are, you're not going to attract that until you bring yourself up to that level of vibration. So clearing, like you said, the emotional body and the energy body and the pain body is really important. And you work with people all the time helping people do that.
Yes.
Yeah. And so what do you think stops us from living our, manifesting our vision? Because we all have self-saboteurs. So why do you think that collectively we really are good at self-sabotage?
I really believe it goes back to belief. At the end of the day, it's belief. Now, whether that's a generational belief system, whether that's an epigenetic in your immediate environment belief system, whether that is looking outside of yourself for a belief system versus inside yourself for a belief system, at the end, it truly is belief. Do you believe or do you not? And are you aligning with those experiences, those individuals, those people that then would support that belief system, put, in essence, put the wind underneath your wings. So we all have genetic dispositions. We mm-hmm. all have self-saboteur behavior. I mean, you mm-hmm. know, I look at an Oreo cookie and think, I want some too. You know, I mean, whatever it is, we all have something. It's our right. normal nature. It's really having that belief system and that why to support the belief system so that when I don't feel like going to the gym to meet my personal trainer, I do because I have a why. I have a belief that this action, mm-hmm. this experience I'm about to experience is going to get me this end result.
Okay, that makes total sense. So when we have a belief system, what happens is then our negative self-talk is instead of us empowering ourselves by talking to ourselves in a loving and nurturing and powerful way, we put ourselves down, we call ourselves names, we criticize everything that we do, and that just perpetuates, it just perpetuates the problems.
Yes, yes, and yes.
So, right. So what do you like tell your clients and some things that you can offer for people listening? Like, how can we like change our negative talk? How can we reframe that?
You know, there's lots of tools out there, and in our manifest workshop that we do, mm-hmm. the key is you can see what you want, but you also have to acknowledge and honor the experiences, or as you may view them, your setbacks in life, or, you know, whatever the negatives are, you really have to honor and release those. And so there's steps that you can take to conquer that self-talk. One of the easiest things that I love to give my clients that I'm working with is the rubber band method. It sounds really hokey, but it is a powerful mind reminder. And all you do is wear a rubber band, any mm-hmm. rubber band. It doesn't have to be a fancy rubber band. It's mm-hmm. one, you know, it can be from your mail. I don't care, but you put it on your arm. And when you make that statement of I'm so fat or I'm this, mm-hmm. whatever follows I am, you are, whatever that statement is, you pop that rubber band and inflict pain. The mind and the ego only makes adjustments for pain and pleasure. That's it. Mm-hmm. That is science.
So, yeah, that's true. That's very mm-hmm. true. I know they use that rubber band thing for people that are watching what they eat and for giving up smoking or giving up drinking, that rubber band thing. So you're using it for negative affirmations too.
It is. So you catch yourself with the negative affirmation, but you have to rethink that. So then you rephrase it to the positive, I am positive, whatever comment it is. I am healthy. I am a perfect figure. You know, whatever that is, you're rephrasing it. And then you literally reach down to the pain that you just inflicted on your arm. It should have a red mark. And you kiss it and say, I love you. I love you. I love you. So there's many steps there. Not only did you acknowledge and create pain, right. you then reframe to redirect the mind into finding, again, the positive. Whatever is stated, the ego finds it to support it. And then you kiss it to, again, the pleasure of I love you, back to yourself. Because at the end of the day, it's about self-love.
Right. Yeah. That is what it's all about at the end of the day, because when we love ourselves, then everything else that comes out of us is love, and our whole world shifts. And the whole world would shift. If we all had self-love, total self-love, our world would look very different than it does right now.
Yes.
So what do you tell people? Because I'm very cautious of doing this. I don't want to acknowledge, you know, sometimes in this spiritual, this genre, you know, with manifestation, it's like you always want to be in the vortex and you never want to allow the negative feelings. But I feel like if we don't acknowledge our pain and sometimes don't allow ourselves to sit in that pain and try to pretend it doesn't exist, you know, kind of like fake it till you make it, that we're doing ourselves a disservice. And I'm real cautious about, oh, we always got to be positive 100% of the time and not acknowledge when we're in deep turmoil or stress or pain. So how do you see that?
Well, I totally agree with you. I think it's absolutely embarrassing to our profession, and I'm going to be really strong about that, to not acknowledge emotions that we experience. when we don't acknowledge, it does not mean that the emotion goes away. It means that you still have this, what I call dust or this vapor of emotion that now is stuck in the kidney as fear or stuck in the gallbladder as bitterness or stuck in the liver as unfulfilled desires. This emotion is stuck in us. And many of us, if anyone studies human design, which I do, it's a beautiful work, piece of work. And human design, there are certain individuals that must, as part of their design, as their makeup, must go through, and I'm one of them, through the dirt, must go down and dig for those diamonds and have those 2 or 3 days of processing to come out with the beautiful diamond. And if I didn't recognize the frustration, the sorrow, whatever the emotion is, it doesn't matter. Anything other than love is an emotion below. I mean,
right.
The vibration. So when we acknowledge that and we honor that and then use release techniques and tools to release it, we truly are raising our vibration and then our spiritual ability as well, just as joy and happiness. When I totally agree with you. When we ignore it and walk around with a fake face, and pretend that there's been no pain, that pain, that emotion is still stuck in our energy field. It doesn't go away until we acknowledge, honor, and release it.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. And I get sometimes when I, you know, I'm a part of a lot of groups on Facebook, and I'm sure you are too, and, you know, promoting what we're doing and talking about what we're doing. And I see sometimes people come will come on and say something like, you know, I just found out, you know, that my husband or wife is leaving me because they've fallen in love with somebody else, you know, and people are so flippant about offering the support, which is they're feeling, you know, a lot of pain about a relationship that is the betrayal and ending. And, you know, oh, you just have to stay in the vortex. Like, you can't put the blinders on, you know, you have to acknowledge that a situation occurred in your life and you have to deal with it. Or, you know, and sometimes that I see that and I'm like, really? Is that the way you want to handle it? Or, you know, or somebody will say in a condescending way, well, you attracted it. Well, I mean, I know what where you're going, but that's not being very helpful. Well, you attracted it. Like, what did you do to attract it? Sort of like your victim, you know, your victim blaming. And so I'm always cautious about that with what we do within the manifestation world, like you are doing too.
Totally agree. Totally.
Yeah.
Shaming someone else in order to project mm-hmm. your own inability to process your emotions is not the way we do it in manifestation.
No, not at all. And you have come up with your Manifest Your Vision for Your Greatest Year Yet program. We're going to be coming up to a break in a couple minutes, so I'm not going to get into it so much there, but I've highlighted some of the bullet points that I want to talk about when we come back from the break. But it's really cool because I was going through it, and it's, first of all, you have that dream assessment, which I think is really awesome. You offer people a dream assessment test so you can write down what you want your dreams to, you know, what you dream for your life. And then you have like 50, you have all these audios too, but you have a 53-page workbook, which has a ton of really cool exercises to do. And I was like going through some of the exercises and I'm like, damn, that was really good. I like that. That's awesome. So you have put in a lot of work into that program. And is this the first time you're offering it this past year, or is it something that you've offered before?
No, this year I put it together by the request of a lot of my clients that they wanted a workbook that they could work through every single year or throughout the year to bring them back to processes and tools to release what's happening, what's popping up in their emotional fields.
Yeah, that's what's really interesting about it is the amount of tools and that you offer for people to really kind of learn how to deal with whatever is coming up. And you have a lot of writing exercises and questions where you get really right to the nitty-gritty of what's going on. Like, let's just dive right in. You know, you don't sugarcoat it. So it's something that is really interesting. And I love that you talked about the four archetypes, which I kind of want to touch base on when we come back. So we're coming up to a break, so we'll talk about that when we get back. What do you think? Is that good? Can we talk about some highlights of that?
Yeah. Perfect. Love it.
Okay, because we want to work on changing our energy, right? That's what manifestation is. We have to change our vibration and our energy so we can manifest whatever our vision is. So stay tuned, and I will be back in 5 minutes with Angie Ace as we manifest our visions for our greatest year yet.
Hey there, this is Brittany O, host of Against the Rules on Mondays at 1 Pacific. I want to thank you for listening to 12radio.com, where together we're changing the way you listen to the world. And thank you for being a part of the 12 family.
Hi, I'm Melissa Caprio. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative, work a magic spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. Join me here on 12 Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, where I share manifesting postcards, creativity, abundance, and prosperity. Each week, I feature the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives. You are creative. Do you believe that you deserve to have the romance of your dreams? What about amazing health or the career of a lifetime? How does living in passion sound to you? Then you need to join me in my movement, Postcards to the Universe, where you get to create in the magical playground. Cast out your desire by sending your postcard out to the universe. I collect them, and you watch your dreams and wishes appear in your life. Your spell has been cast. Let the alchemy of your dreams appear. Come be a part of my movement by going to postcardstotheuniverse.com and sign up. You'll receive a free manifesting gift and like our Facebook page and follow Postcards to the Universe on Instagram, as every day we are sharing some really cool manifesting images. Don't you want to be a part of the enchantment? Join me. Let's think outside the box. Do some conjuring, create some magic, and make our dreams a reality.
Join Nancy Newman and Raven McMinn each week as they lead a journey down the rabbit hole. Explore topics that academia and mainstream media refuse to report. Learn our forgotten history. Probe conspiracy theories. And participate in the lively chat room to discuss the latest discoveries in science, DNA, archaeology, and more. Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, grab your helmet or tinfoil hat and dive down the rabbit hole. The truth is out there.
Life can be so confusing sometimes. Recently, I found myself feeling like my life was heading off course. My job was up in the air. My relationship ended, and I knew that I needed to move. I had too many decisions to make and was feeling so overwhelmed. My friend suggested that I call this psychic hotline, 12listen.com. I hesitated at first, not sure that a psychic hotline was for me, but she trusts this place, so I decided to give it a shot. I am so glad that I did. The advisor that I talked to was so quick with valid information and so kind. I felt like she genuinely cared about me and my situation. I got off the phone feeling better than I have in months. I have a plan now and a clear path to follow. Life is still confusing sometimes, but it feels so good to know that I can turn to the professional psychic advisors at 12listen.com anytime that I need some clarity.
There is a space in my heart where I find the truth. I find me in you.
We are living in interesting times. Whew. And we need a place to make sense of it all, and more importantly, a place to source our sanity within it. The Ade Show with Ade Anifa Wolshe is the perfect show to assist you in moving through life experiences as well as inspire you to be a deliberate creator of your own reality. Tune in to The Ade Show every Tuesday at 7 a.m. Pacific and let Ade infuse you with his unique approach to spirituality, growth, and transformation. And of course, that infectious laughter we all love so much. I promise you'll be empowered to invite more love into your life in every area. Ade is also a spiritual advisor at 12listen.com. Call him today and allow him to assist you in uncovering the perfect solution to your current growth opportunity. Tune in, listen, be transformed.
Welcome here. I see with new eyes, allowing them fall. Embrace and let go. Trust the flow. There's a freedom in the...
This is Ombasa Sofera, thanking you for listening to 12radio.com. I'm so glad you found me.
Welcome back. You're listening to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, and my guest today is a master manifester, Angie Aitz, and we're talking about manifesting your vision for really your life. She has a wonderful program that she's offering that is called Manifest Your Vision for Your Greatest Year Yet, but it really applies to your whole life. So I was going through it this morning as I was getting ready for today's show. I had gone through it when she had first sent it to me. It's incredible. And then again this morning. And there's so much good stuff in there. And you talk about, God, you talk about, I don't think there's anything, Angie, you leave out.
I wanted it very complete because nothing's more frustrating than to buy a workshop or a book or workbook mm-hmm. and you have, you know, three things you can do or all the shoulda, woulda, couldas, but no mm-hmm. tools or techniques to release. And you really need to move the crap out to move forward is the bottom line.
Yeah. And you really have a lot. Like when I was going through, because you have, I don't even remember how many audios, but you have a bunch of audios for people to listen to. And then your workbook is, I think it's, what is it, 13 or 15 chapters of information, 15. Something like mm-hmm. that.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's incredible. So I came across, which I thought was kind of interesting. You talk about the four archetype, you call them the four archetype seasons of adult life. So you want to share a little bit about that? You say the archetype of the athlete, the archetype of the warrior, the archetype of the statesman, and the archetype of the spirit. Can you share a little bit about what that is and what that means?
Yeah, you know, it really is based on Wayne Dyer, for anyone that really follows him and all of his mm-hmm. work in the past, which is beautiful work, as we know. And it's really based on the seasons we go through in our life. And they're very natural seasons. Sometimes we get stuck in seasons. But the goal is to move all the way up to spirit. So, you know, that of the athlete is really all about how well you perform. So really your identity, your self-worth, who you are, is based on your performance. Now, the negative about that is that the moment you don't perform, the moment you don't have this or that, then your self-worth and who you are is very quickly depleted. And I can personally attest to that early in my career in corporate America. My identity was performance, total performance. And then I had a child. I stayed home because I, was very ill. And now who was I? Who was I, this person? I was no longer number one this or top that. It can be very challenging. It can be very fun. You know, you want to win, but it's also very challenging. And then we move into that of the warrior, and still there are moments, you know, some people stay in the warrior zone their whole life. They're the ones that have, I call the chip on their shoulder. I'll show you. I'm going to win. We're doing battle. And then some people only pull that out, as I say, as a mother, when you need to pull the mm-hmm. mama card out of I'm a warrior and you won't do that to my child, you know, that sort of thing. And again, it has some bonuses. It's great. We normally move through it. It's about ambition and being centered on, you know, winning the game totally. Mm-hmm. And then some people stay there and never truly expand their spirit and soul because the next is about statesmen. So this is really, you know, how are we going to serve others? What's in it for me, but how am I serving with what's in it for me? So I have these gifts and these talents, and how can I positively impact the world with these gifts and these experiences I've had. That's a beautiful part too. You know, it goes back mm-hmm. to the Native Americans and their thought processes too. And then the best of the best is the spirit. And that's really about everything is love. And that's, you know, I'm there on many days and there are many days I'm right back to statesman. And there's a couple times I go right to warrior.
So, okay. That's what I was going to say. I think I do remember Wayne Dyer talking about something like that before. Mm-hmm. So we can go through the archetypes. We don't have to just be in one. We can fluctuate through each archetype depending what's going on in our lives. Yes?
Yes. And the goal is that the more challenging experiences you have, the more you stay in that spirit season versus go back to the warrior or the athlete. That's really the expansion of the soul, really connecting with the spirit, and everything is love. And that individual said or did this, and this is my negative experience out of it. But really, you know, they're hurting inside, and their projection is it really had nothing to do with me. It's that type of understanding.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. Because the spirit is, I'm assuming, and I'm probably right, is where we find most of, from the expansion is where we find most of our inner peace, is when we are in the archetype of the spirit, I would think.
Yes, right, absolutely.
Right, yeah. Yep. Because the warrior obviously has a fire energy to it, a fighting energy to
right.
it. So you're not sitting in peace when you're in the archetype of the warrior. Okay, that makes total sense to me. So yeah, so you break that down, and then you ask people like to sort of ask themselves where they think they are, right? What archetype
right.
that they're at. Yeah.
Right.
And I love that you had this one part where you talked about when we were talking about negative talk back then, but you also have a section where you talk about what is it that we tolerate, and you break it down in life themes, like in our relationships and in our finances and in our spiritual life. What are we tolerating? Because I think a lot of us don't think about that, especially in relationships, right?
You got it. And yes, and you know, that's why this is a very comprehensive, you're going to have movement. If you do any of the processes in the workbook, you're going to have movement and expansion. But really, why do we tolerate what we tolerate, and where's that really coming from? And that's really what it's all about. Again, you know, we go back to before the break, we were talking about stay in the vortex, always be positive. I mean, I call BS.
Right.
I call BS on that about as much as I say everyone says fear is a liar. Well, you know what? Fear is alive, and fear is real to you. So why do you have the fear? Why are you tolerating certain behaviors in individuals, or even what behavior that they're projecting to you? Why is that triggering you? I mean, there is such a two-way street. So yes, I love all the sections, but I love that section too.
Well, it's interesting because we don't always think about it, you know, like, okay, so if you're married, you know, you're in a relationship, in a partnership, you tolerate, you know, you're here like, I tolerate my partner's eight, whatever it is, or, you know, if your bank account is negative, negative 50, on some level, you're tolerating that, right? You're tolerating
right.
that. So I love that you break it down and you ask us, okay, I want you to go back in your life and look at where you're tolerating, where you may not even realize that you are, right?
Right.
Which is really kind of cool. And it's something that makes you go, you know, I never would have thought of it like that, but I do tolerate this, and I'm not really crazy about this situation, whatever that
right.
is.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's digging down deep on why do you tolerate it. That's really the key, and it's not a shoulda, coulda, woulda, guilt, shame. It's none of that. It's getting into your psyche to say, why do I tolerate this? Because a lot of times when we do this negative analysis, we find that the way you do anything is the way you do everything. So it may be this small piece here that you're tolerating. And then when you know, unwrap it and expand it, you're like, wow, there's a consistent theme that I'm tolerating my whole life. This is why I am not manifesting or obtaining or flowing, whatever word you want to use, X, Y, Z.
Right. Right. That's so true. And I didn't think about it like that, but you're 100% right. And you mentioned something, you said something about fear, and that was another thing that I thought was really cool, is you say worry is real and fear is alive. Because like what we were talking about before the break, it's, you said, I call BS, right? It is BS. If there is a worry there, it is real, and you are living in fear.
Yes. So acknowledge it. Acknowledge it. Honor it. Where is it coming from? So we can process, transform, heal, balance, and move it on.
Yeah, because it may be coming from something that you're not even aware of, something that happened when you were a child or a little kid that you don't even, that hasn't even dawned on you. You might not even be thinking about that, whatever that was, but the reason that you have the fear now in your adult life and you're not manifesting is because of something that happened back then that you need to bring back up to heal it.
Yes. Yes.
And you have that exercise for people. It's called the worry. See if I can say it right. Worry. Try to say worry wart wash 15 times fast. Worry wart wash, which I thought was such a great little name. Worry wart wash, and to help people let go of those things that we constantly worry about. So it's a really cool exercise that you have people do.
Yes, I love that particular one because it's all about resetting and rebooting the mind. So again, we worry and people say, well, you shouldn't worry. Well, thank you, Captain Obvious. No doubt.
Right?
I mean, I know. Hello. But if I work through these processes and these techniques that I have in the workbook, it allows you to acknowledge, honor, gently transform, heal, balance, and we move on. So, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, well, cause, you know, if you've ever worried about anything, right? And somebody's told you, well, you shouldn't worry. You're right. Rationally, we know that worrying doesn't really do anything to resolve whatever issue it is we're worrying about, right? We're not in the present moment because we're worrying about what's going to happen. We're worrying about the future. But just saying stop worrying has never worked. I mean, I don't know. I could be wrong. Maybe somebody will message me later and say, yeah, somebody said, stop worrying to me one time. And I stopped. Like, yeah. Right. What? Never right. happened. It's never happened. So I love, because I think all of us worry about something at least one time at some point of a 24-hour period.
Yes. And yes.
Right? I mean, it could be something so stupid as worrying about that you didn't go to the grocery store to get food for dinner. Like, it could be nothing major, you know, worrying about, you know, washing your car. You know, you didn't do it. You said you were going to do it and you didn't do it. It could be minor, dumb little things. But every day we worry about something.
Right. And then that begins to manifest more mm-hmm. worry. And right. now then we have guilt, which is always a great vibrational match for manifesting. Oh, yeah. You know, yeah. guilt and shame and et cetera. And then again, it started with XYZ and now 3 years into it, XYZ is now a huge mountain mm-hmm. and it never needed to be because of a pattern of thinking.
Because of a pattern of thinking. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if love is the highest vibration and then the lowest would be fear, correct? Would fear be the lowest?
I think guilt. I'd have to look at power versus
shame. Yeah, I think it's shame and then guilt, which is in fear. Shame, right. I think, is lower than guilt because shame is deep. Shame is very a deep, deep thing. So that may be very, yeah. So people who are dealing with shame.
Well, it goes to a bone level, just so you know, like bone material will hold that genetic frequency of shame.
It feels it if you just think about the energy around shame. You mm-hmm. know, worry is not a good energy, but it's much higher if you're tapped in and you can feel energies and you just sit with it and you think about it. It's not as low as shame, you know. And then, right. of course, love is such a light energy, which is where we all want to go, which is where we want to go. And the more you love and you're in that love, the faster and easier it is to manifest whatever it is that you want to manifest.
Yeah, it's like standing in the middle of the love river. You just flow with it and it just, life flows. And, you know, every once in a while you'll get a twig come by and knock you over a little bit. But you stay, that's to me is more of a vortex of just of love and flowing, open to receive. How may I serve? You know, why is this experience I'm experiencing? What am I to learn from it? Or how am I supposed to help the individual that's projecting this pain on me in the guise of narcissism or whatever the case may be?
Yeah. And I know that you also talk a lot about the love languages, what our love languages are. So can you share a little bit about what you mean by love languages?
It's you know, an old book per se, because it's been around for a long time, but it's still very powerful. And it is all about the love languages, on how do you know you're loved? And it's based on Gary Chapman's book. And this is excellent when parenting children. This is excellent for relationships in general. Because let's just say your love language is gifts. So you know your spouse loves you by gifts. And their love language is not gifts. Their love language is, let's say, words of affirmation. So they are constantly saying, you're beautiful, you're awesome, all these words of affirmation, what a beautiful house you keep, et cetera, et cetera. And you just want to say, can you just buy me something? Can you just buy me something?
Right.
Right? And so then it may be perceived that you're this materialistic little wench. When reality, no, that's your love language. It can be a flower. Can you just buy me a dozen roses? And now all at once, a single carnation bought at the gas station, you're in love. You know, you're like, excellent. Now he gives you those words of affirmation and of all the things you're doing for him, because his love language is doing. So he knows you love him by everything you do for him.
So you're teaching us to learn what our own love language is and to recognize what other people's are.
You got it. It will change the dynamic of relationships, whether they're, you know, intimate relationships or not, just relationships in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it can change your relationships with your siblings or your parents or your best friend, or, you know, because we're all very different on what we feel is. Yes, I've heard about the love languages, but I like that you include it in this course, because not that we forget to talk about love, because we don't forget to talk about love, but I like also, because you're talking about breaking down, you know, and clearing and cleaning up the stuff that's not healthy and not working for us and feels terrible. And you're adding, like, don't forget, you know, to look at how love, what does love mean to you? Because like you said, everybody's love language is different. We receive it and we perceive it differently. So, yeah, to one person it's doing, to one person it's words of affection, to others it's gift giving, to some it's maybe affectionate, you know, physical affection, you know. So everyone's is different. And I'm sure a lot of relationships don't work out because their love language is completely different and they don't get each other's.
Right, exactly. You got it.
Yeah, I have to go. I have to think about that one. I got to go back and look at my past relationships. What was mine and what was his? Oh, that's why that didn't work out.
Right, right. And if you think about it, if love is the highest vibration, wouldn't it behoove us to know what our love language is?
Exactly. You know? Yeah. So what is your love language? I have to ask you, because I'm sure you know.
Oh, of course I know. I mean, yeah. So mine is acts of service and words of affirmation. So I'm an individual that a doer, do what you say you're going to do and you've got me for life. And words of affirmation is more of, for me, it's more of just acknowledge what I contributed. I don't need it yelled on top of the building. I just need you to acknowledge a thank you, acknowledge me for my acts of service, and I will be right there with you for whatever you need. You don't acknowledge me, and I am a stubborn Taurus, and I go, I'll remember that.
Oh, you're the bull. You're the Taurus. You're the bull.
Yes.
Oh, so you have a birthday coming up next month.
Yes, that's good.
Yeah. One of my sisters is a Taurus. She's the bull for sure. Woo. When that bull comes out. Okay, so that's I think that you're right. I think we do need to know what our love language is. I think that's a really good tool for us to have in our spiritual toolkit and better understanding ourselves and why maybe certain we don't resonate with certain people, and you know, and I think that's just another thing we can add to that, to really have acknowledgement about who we are. I love like all those little things, and then you have this really cool thing, which I'm not going to give it away, your envelope method exercise.
Yes.
Using your chakras. That's a really cool idea. So what can you share without giving away too much about that? Because I thought that was really fun. I was like, oh, I got to do this exercise on a regular basis.
You know, it really is I call it a clarifier is what I call it. So a lot of people like to do with the new moon or the full moon and that energy presence. Mm-hmm. And some individuals just do it whenever, randomly. There's no right time to do it. You know, it's what you align with. But it's really a clarifier. So, you know, the principle is you have a question that you can't seem to answer yourself. You're not, you know, connecting. Maybe, you know, for whatever reason, you need clarity. And you do the envelope method and your chakras, they speak to you and they answer it for you. So you get that clarity. And it's a beautiful, beautiful process, especially again, when you're just seeking that clarifier outside of, you know, you want to go inside yourself. You don't want to constantly have to ask outside people to clarify things for you. And so this is really a chance for you to get in tune to your heart chakra and just your inner being and your sense and build your own confidence that you do know. It's just, it's a process to help you pull out the knowing.
Yeah, and I like that you use your chakras. So you go through your chakras to help you get clarification on whatever the question was that you put in that envelope. And I like that you're like, okay, so you could ask three different questions and you shuffle the envelope so you don't know which question you're gonna get the answers to until you open it. And I was like, okay, so you're really tapping into your higher self or your intuition.
You got it. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And of course, you talk about unfulfilled goals and broken commitments. And I think that that's really important because anytime we break a commitment to somebody, especially to ourselves, but to somebody else, and we have unfulfilled goals that we said that we were going to do, I think that really brings us energetically down because that's when the guilt and the shame come in. And it shifts our energy. So keeping your commitments, especially to yourself, is so important.
You know, it does. And then again, the ego, the mind's going to turn around in these transformational moments and say, see, I told you. See, I told you. You know, I see, I told you. Where, again, I'm all about the vortex, but staying in the now and understanding, acknowledging and honoring, transforming and releasing and healing the reality of our life right now. This experience that we're having, this emotion that we're having, it is imperative that we get it out, process it, move on. There'll be plenty more that you can, you know, have guilt over and then keep moving on. And this lightens you up and expands your soul and allows you to be in alignment to truly hear what your purpose is, what your passion is that's fueling it, and manifest what you desire in life, whatever that is.
Right. Well, we're almost out. We only have a couple of minutes. So tell everybody the best way to get to you. Angie, I'm going to post it's academyepic.com.
Yes.
But you also can find you on Facebook, Academy Epic. But what's the best way that somebody say they want to sign up for the program or they just want to ask you some more questions to find you?
So academyepic.com has all of our courses under the more button at the top. We'll give you our manifest workshop. Click right on that. Our email is stuff@academyepic.com. And that's a great email. You can find us again. We have, Academy Epic Community, which is a Facebook group community. We have our business page, Academy Epic. And then I have my personal page, Angie Roberts Eights as well. And that's, you'll see my header is in your head and you can't miss it. It's me that also, I post a lot on. So any of those ways of reaching out to us, we'd love to connect with you and again, support you and be the wind beneath your wings to expand your soul and your purpose and really fuel the passion.
I love it. And you also do these Angie pajama parties, which are really fun. So you can find those on your Facebook. So are the pajama parties free? And then if you, and it gets you, or do you charge for the pajama parties? I can't remember.
We have one more PJ party, Jamie party on making flower remedies coming up in a couple weeks. That is on our website again. All the past ones you can purchase for $27. We did a thyroid. We did a whole bunch of energy work and other things.
Right. But the live ones, do you purchase the live ones or the, Are they free events?
Yeah, no, the live ones are free. Recorded ones are $27.
That's what I thought. Okay, so check her out. Yeah. So you want to catch a live pajama party because they're a lot of fun. Well, thank you so much, Angie Ates, for being my guest today. And I was really excited that you said yes. And she also talks a lot about gratitude in her work, and you guys know how I am about gratitude. That's the fastest way to manifesting when we live in gratitude. So thank you so much. I'm grateful to you for being my guest. Thank you.
I am my pleasure, truly, and I really, truly appreciate the opportunity to share with your group.
Thank you. So thank you guys for tuning in to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa here on Want You Radio, where we are changing the way we manifest in the world. And stay tuned for more amazing shows in today's lineup. And I'm wishing everyone a wonderful week. Ciao.
Astrologer C.A. Brooks. Recently, while I was shoveling the snow off my front steps, I found a ladybug. Yep, a ladybug in the middle of a snowstorm. She must have a message for me, and maybe one for you too. Mercury, the planet of messages, is floating in the mystic and intuitive sign of Pisces, and will be until the middle of April. I think we can expect many more communications from unexpected messengers and surprising sources. Keep your hearts open. Hi. We'll be right back.